We have heard a lot now about the current state of play of the nuclear situation in the world. So let me look back and let me underscore and sort of draw a red line of a development which ended with the conclusion of the Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty. If you look at the disarmament at the end of the Cold War and shortly afterwards, there was a lot of enthusiasm and a lot has been achieved and made the world believe now non-proliferation really could make a major leap forward and at least would lead to a major depletion of nuclear arms stocks. But very shortly after the end of the Cold War and a few interesting developments and steps, the lack of political will to move and stagnation prevailed. And that situation was somewhat re-energized when President Obama in 2009 held his famous speech in Prague, where he sort of presented his nuclear, his vision of a world without nuclear arms. And that had a lot of impact. Later on it showed it had the least impact on the United States, but others were sort of carried away with this dynamism, with this new re-energizing. And a very important international event was the Non-Proliferation Treaty Review Conference of 2010. During that conference, the so-called Humanitarian Initiative was commenced and created. What was it all about? It was not only about a good idea and about new findings, but it was also the creation of a new mechanism which helped a lot to bring things forward. The Humanitarian Initiative was based on new findings, what it would mean that a nuclear strike would provoke a counter-strike. The humanitarian consequences of that would be so devastating that no country, no government in the world would have the capacity to deal with it in a way it would be obliged. And also far-reaching consequences on the climate, on the atmosphere, on food security and many others. And these new findings simply led also to a new school of thinking that the theory of deterrence would be absurd because of the consequences, the inescapable consequences, which also lead to inescapable conclusions of that concept of humanitarian aspects and the humanitarian findings of an exchange of nuclear arms strikes. And this Humanitarian Initiative was so important because it found it was an open initiative, because if you look at existing structures like the Conference on Disarmament or the like the United Nations Disarmament Commission, they all depend on consensus. Needless to say that CD and UNDC have not produced any relevant result for the last 20 to 30 years. And the Humanitarian Initiative came up with a new structure by saying everybody who agrees to it can join. And that was a new way to attract a visible and overwhelming majority of people without having giving others the instrument to veto this initiative. And the consequence was, or the follow-up was, were three conferences in Norway, in Mexico, and then in Austria, which elaborated this humanitarian initiative. And the conference in Austria was in 2014 and was the last of those conferences and ended up with a so-called humanitarian pledge. And this humanitarian pledge led to the UN resolution taking forward multilateral nuclear disarmament negotiations, and that eventually led to the Nuclear Weapons Prohibition Treaty. The PT was a great achievement, I'm a bit reluctant to call it a success, and I will shortly explain you why. If we look at all the series of initiatives which followed the so-called non-proliferation treaty review conference of 2010, where joint statements, cross-regional statements, PrEP conferences, then eventually the humanitarian initiative and the humanitarian pledge. But what I think one should really underscore is, at the end of the day, it is all about making the non-proliferation treaty effective and get the international community to implement it. Because the critics of the prohibition treaty always argued the prohibition treaty will impede the NPT. And this is not the case. It is designed to implement the NPT, and the NPT will remain important, and equally important will also remain an organism called the fissile material cutoff treaty. So these instruments will all remain important, and the achievement of the prohibition treaty is there to support that. And that is the reason why I don't call it a success, because the implementation of the non-proliferation treaty still lags behind and is still to be expected. And therefore, I call it an achievement, but the success only can be measured of all those initiatives, whether it leads eventually to the implementation of the non-proliferation treaty. Thank you very much.